We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready, and remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
In the game.
You guys are the coveted morning show, but y'all earned it.
Impact in the culture.
They wake up in the morning and they want to hear that breakfast club.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
Hello?
Good morning, USA!
Yo.
You don't want to turn Charlamagne Michael?
Wow.
Can we start?
Told you it was over.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Wait, what's up? You know what? Start the show, damn it. What's going on, man?
I don't know.
What's happening out here?
My key card worked this morning.
Wow.
I want to make sure they turn your mic on. Wow.
Good morning, USA.
Hi, Angela.
Hello, Rashawn.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. Guess what day it is?
Hump day.
Yes, today is Wednesday, hump day.
Y'all niggas ain't gonna try to act normal with me this morning.
I'm not acting normal.
What's happening in these streets?
I don't know. I checked my key card. My key card works. I was kind of nervous. I woke up this morning. I had a bunch of texts. What's up? Yeah, you talk to us. Talk. What's going on?
Y'all know I'm a responsible person. I got a lot of things up here. I got to get together, clean up my area.
What the hell they got to do with that tweet you sent? That's what I want to know.
When I make sure that I bring all my stuff home.
What?
You know.
What?
All right. Well, God is good.
What? Of course she is.
You're supposed to say all the time.
She is all the time.
Every day.
But what that got to do with anything, though?
Well, I love that y'all gave me in the show prep things that I tweeted out.
Approximately 9 hours ago.
What happened?
There was a tweet that went out from somebody named Angela Yee.
God is good.
And the first one was, God is good. Yeah, I did see that one. And then right after that.
It was not right after that. I really actually did it like an hour later.
It says 9 hours. I'm just
What did it say?
It says, The Breakfast Club, as you know it, is officially over.
Oh, so that was real.
And then
now,
it
here's
was,
the question. Why was Ray J trending with The Breakfast Club?
Ray J is part of The Breakfast Club.
You know what's funny? Because I did that, and then So I have two phones, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I have like a little burner phone that I don't use that much, but I've been using it more. It has no social media on it or anything. And so I did the tweet. And then put it to the side and then went on my burner phone. And then this morning when I looked at my phone, it was like a billion text messages.
Yeah, Ray J actually left a comment yesterday.
What did Ray J say?
Ray J said, thank you, Ray J, for putting The Breakfast Club in position.
Ray J thanked himself.
Ray J, no doubt, whatever. I can do whatever I can do to help. So he thanked himself.
Well, dropping a clue bomb for Ray J. That's all, I'm never going to deny Ray J.
Yeah, shout out to Ray J.
That's our guy. Yeah. I'm never going to deny Ray J, ever. But I guess nobody really wants to talk about.
Yeah, so what's going on? You want to talk to us?
You want to tell us later?
Yeah, at some point we'll talk about it this morning because we have to.
So I got
to
sit here and act normal and tell. Okay.
You act normal every morning.
All right. Okay.
Well, my key card worked this morning. That's the only thing that mattered to me.
All right. Well, let's get the show.
Your key card worked? Your mic did work. But your key card worked?
My key card definitely worked.
Okay. Just making sure. All right. Well. Front page news.
Yes, let's talk about retirement. We'll tell you.
Who is announcing a plan to retire? The countdown has begun.
Shots fired.
Okay.
All right. You ain't got no Mary J. Blige. Be happy. Something positive. Wait.
What was you about to play?
I'm sure it's gonna be Future and Drake.
All right, we'll play Future and Drake then. I ain't got time for this one. Come on.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Opportunity is not equally distributed. To every Black entrepreneur listening, I want to make sure you have the tools and resources you need to grab your next opportunity. That's why I'm telling you about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the Black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have Black ownership. This program gives Black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and an extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 Black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million Black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being Black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive 120-day free trial at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Yeah, you know, take
play the goddamn song. Got to sit here and act normal until y'all ready to talk, I guess.
We're talking right now.
Oh, Lord.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha Guy. We are the Breakfast Club as you know it.
Yeah, shout out to Inetta the Mood Setter this morning.
Inetta the Mood Setter. Drop one of Clue's bombs for Inetta the Mood Setter. Wow.
My drop ready.
Wow.
Whoa, talk that talk. All right.
Oh, my God.
We got front page news.
Well, let's talk about Serena Williams. In an essay published by Vogue, Serena Williams has announced that she is going to step away from playing tennis.
Wow.
She said, "I've never liked the word retirement." Me neither. She's only 40 years old, and she wrote, "It doesn't feel like a modern word to me. I've been thinking of this as a transition, but I want to be sensitive about how I use that word, which means something very specific and important to a community of people." Imagine she's like, "I'm going to transition." She's saying, you know.
What's wrong with retirement?
She didn't like it. She said, "Maybe the best word to describe what I'm up to is evolution. I'm here to tell you that I'm evolving away from tennis toward other things that are important to me. A few years ago, I quietly started Serena Ventures, a venture capital firm. Soon after that, I started a family. I want to grow that family." And so she does have mixed feelings about moving away from playing tennis. She said, "I've been reluctant to admit to myself or anyone else that I have to move on from playing tennis. Alexis, my husband, and I have hardly talked about it. It's like a taboo topic. I can't even have this conversation with my mom and dad. It's like it's not real until you say it out loud. It comes up. I get an uncomfortable lump in my throat and I start to cry. The only person I've really gone there with is my therapist."
I guess it's hard when you've been doing something literally your whole life, right? Mm-hmm. Like, she's been doing it since she was a kid. So walking away from something like tennis is different, you know.
Than if you did something like for only 12 years.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
13 this year. Yeah.
It'd be 13, yes, in December.
Oh, I wasn't being specific. I was giving.
No, I was just telling you. I don't know if you know.
All right. And the NFL has approved the sale of the Denver Broncos to the Walter Penner family, led by the Walmart heir, Rob Walton. So the NFL owners unanimously approved that sale yesterday. The purchasing group, like we said, is headed by the Walmart heir, Rob Walton, his daughter, Carrie Walton Penner, and her husband, Greg Penner, who's the chairman of Walmart. So all 32 teams voted to approve that sale. And the Broncos and the buyers had announced that back in June. The purchase price was not announced by the team nor the NFL, but according to ESPN, that deal is worth $4.65 billion. Goodness. That's a record price tag for a North American sports franchise.
And a couple of black women in that ownership group, too,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, Melody Hobson and Condoleezza Rice.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Also, former Secretary of State, yes, Condoleezza Rice, 7-time Formula One world champion Lewis Hamilton.
Oh, Lewis is part of that, too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
And Ariel Investments president and co-CEO Melody Hobson.
Wow. Congratulations to all those people.
Mm-hmm. I'm not mad at it. And that is your front page news.
All right.
Anything you want to get off your chest, Yee? Since
we're
going to get it off your chest?
800-585-1051.
I thought we was going to get something in front page news, but I guess not. Maybe get it off your chest, maybe?
Oh, here it is. Angela Yee says The Breakfast Club, as you know it, is officially over.
We've heard that part already.
Yee tweeted that on Tuesday evening. Now, though the Power 105.1 Morning Show co-host, who has her own lip service podcast as well, hasn't elaborated, about 15 minutes prior, she tweeted, God is good, and Angela Yee's colleagues, Charlamagne the God and DJ Envy, have yet to weigh in on the reveal. That's according to Complex.
You could have kept that for rumor report if that's all you was going to give us. We knew that already.
Get it off your chest. Phone lines are wide open, 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you want to talk about something, call us up. We here. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's going on, man? It's DJ from Virginia, man. 757, man.
757. I was just in the 757 this weekend, man.
What's happening, King?
Hey, man. I'm getting off my chest, man. For everybody, for some reason, that's happy that y'all ended, I want to let y'all know, man. Shout out to everybody that used to play 2K Madden FIFA and listen to y'all interviews, man. Shout out to Boyce Watkins, Dr. Umar Johnson, Tariq Nasheed, Dame Dash interviews, man. And y'all legendary, man.
Bro, what are you?
I'm hoping that ended cut.
What are you talking about?
What's ending?
What are you talking about?
So, I'm just saying, just in case, you know, they're saying the Breakfast Club was ending, people posting their favorite interviews on Twitter and all that stuff, man. I'm just letting y'all know, like, people hating on y'all, man. Talking about, oh, I'm happy the Breakfast Club ended. What's wrong with y'all, man? Breakfast Club impacted the culture, man. That's what happened when y'all do something that impacted the culture. They hate on y'all, man.
Well, brother, thank you for that, brother, but I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm kind of confused, brother. All right, well. Hello, who's this?
I'm good with you, Andy.
Hello?
I'm good, Charlamagne. What's up, Yee?
Peace, it's King.
Boy, Gary.
What up, Gary?
What's up, Gary?
Chilling. Man, I can't believe y'all going off the air, man. I hope y'all joking.
Who said we going off the air? What are y'all talking about?
What are you talking about?
I hope y'all joking, bro.
I don't know what y'all talking about. I know as much about Angela Yee tweet as y'all do.
Oh, hello.
You decided to join us?
Yeah, I was doing something.
Oh.
Hello, who's this? Hello?
Yeah, who's
Mike
next?
Again, from Jersey.
Go.
Mike, what's up?
Yeah, so what is going on up there? Can someone explain to me what's going on the Breakfast Club?
I'm waiting to figure out myself.
Mike, I'm trying to figure out too, bro.
Because you guys had me, well, not you guys. Angela had me in emotional turmoil last night.
Did you cry?
I didn't cry, but you guys had me go through all these videos of throwbacks. Birdman interviews and Soulja Boy interviews, because I'm like, is Breakfast Club canceled right now?
People was asking me the same thing. I have no idea.
I don't know.
Well, why y'all didn't respond to anything?
Ask Angela.
I didn't know what to.
What
I don't
do
know
mean,
what to respond
Angela,
to.
What's going on? Please, can you please explain to me that the last 10 years?
How long?
12.
First 12, of all, it's yes, been longer than 12. That. How long you been at your job?
I've been at my job for like 7 years.
Okay.
Well, all I know is I knew I was going to see Angela Yee today, so. I thought it was fake.
No, we're definitely going to talk about it this morning, though. I'll tell you what it is.
This is awkward. All right. Well,
let's just say I've been moving things.
Huh?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing.
All right. 800-585-1051. Get it off your chest. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Chad 803, man. What's going on?
Metro.
Up, get it off your chest.
Jenkinsville, Charlamagne. Got to put it out there.
Jenkinsville, what's happening? I'm sorry, my fault.
Hey, man. Hey, but Anthony, what's up? What's up? What? You don't go to internet with that.
Yeah, I mean, apparently a lot of people, you know what? Sometimes I think you don't realize, like, what a big deal something is. So, you know, apparently the Breakfast Club is a big deal.
Hell yeah. But, you know, if you leave, man, I still support, you know, whatever. We know without the Breakfast Club, but I hope it ain't over.
All right, bro. I got three job offers.
Anything good?
You got three job offers?
I got three jobs. I didn't know I was looking for a job.
You need more jobs?
Was there anything good?
Maybe.
Like what? Tell us who offered you a job.
I don't know. I'm not telling you. You tell me something first, then I'll tell you something.
Okay. But shout out to everybody who was hitting us up yesterday. You know, some people were being nosy, but some people were just like, are you good? Are you okay?
I have no idea what anybody's talking about.
Me neither. No, I don't know.
I still don't know what anybody's talking about, but I cannot wait to find out.
Mm-hmm. Hello, who's this?
Yeah, hello?
Yo?
Hey, peace and blessings, man. Sean Stone TV.
What's up, Sean?
Good morning, Sean Stone.
Good morning, Charlamagne. Good morning, DJ Envy.
Good morning, sir.
Angela Yee Queen. You doing good?
Good morning, Sean Stone. Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Who we got to fire? The lady who took your stuff out of your hair salon?
Is this what this is about?
Oh,
is this what this is about?
What, the woman that stole that wig?
Yeah. Who we got to look for? Is it Charlamagne that's getting on your nerves?
I didn't steal the wig.
I know, but
you always doing something.
I am the bad guy. I know.
Yeah, what did you do to Angela Yee, man?
Yeah, what did you do?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Know.
Me don't know, man.
What is that accent? That accent bothered me so much.
This is the accent of a man.
This is the accent of a man ready to have more jobs, man. Well, Angela, you okay?
Yes, Sean Stone. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Big up yourself.
We'll miss talking to you every morning.
What?
Wow.
You're gonna block Sean Stone? Hello, who's this?
Is this me, Kathy?
Is this what?
Did you ask us, is this you?
Is this you? Yeah, I think it's you.
Oh, I didn't know I was on the radio. My bad.
Okay.
Did you call the radio?
I didn't know y'all answered for me, is what I'm saying.
Oh, well, good morning.
Well, we're happy we did.
What's happening?
I'm happy I did, too. I have, like, three things to get off my chest. First of all, I was on my way to work at, like, 5 o'clock this morning. And got I had to come back home. I had to throw up on the side of the road.
You threw up?
Nasty. You pregnant?
No, I'm too old to be pregnant. I can't get pregnant.
Oh.
Damn.
How old are you?
I'm 47.
Oh, Janet Jackson had a baby at 52.
You could do it.
No, I got my tooth tied. I ain't having one.
Oh, never mind.
It's on purpose.
Okay, let me mind my business.
She said I can't get pregnant.
Yeah, so I really didn't have anything to do with her age.
All right, go ahead, mama.
Right. Second of all, I want to shout out my YouTube channel, which is Skylar Love Kathy. That's K-A-F-I. Skylar, S-K-Y-L-A-R, Love Kathy.
Is the video you throwing up on there?
No. But then I want to talk about y'all. Y'all are part of my daily routine.
Thank you.
I need y'all in my life.
Well, there's lots of throwbacks available. We got 12 years of material.
That is true. It's almost 13 years of material.
Y'all can get rid of everybody but Angela Yee, DJ Envy, and Charlamagne Tha God.
Well, who else is left?
Who else is left?
It's only three of us.
The staff.
Dare you? How you fired a whole staff?
Sorry, Nick.
No, I said get rid of. I didn't say fire. I was just like, you know, change up the back seat. Don't change up, y'all.
I don't know what's going on, man.
We love you.
I appreciate y'all, too. But go to my... Tell y'all audience, y'all 5 million, 10 million views to go to my YouTube page. Y'all have a great day. Don't break up.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Well, something you want to tell us?
Yes, we'll do it. We'll talk about it in a minute.
What do you mean a minute? You mean a minute? And when black people say a minute, they don't really mean a minute. What do you mean, right around the corner. Okay.
that means another hour. But all right. We'll get to the rumors next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the 5-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with a Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian Cocktail Maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
Morning, everybody.
You and Envy did what?
Don't talk to me until you're ready to talk, ma'am.
It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God.
All I know is...
You got something you want to tell us?
No, but I feel like when I'm not here, it'll be getting on your chest with the two of you.
Wow.
Whoa.
Wow.
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 Wow. Wow.
It's not bad, though. All right, but let's get to the rumors.
Well, it's not bad when I put it on your chest?
What?
Let's talk. What do you mean?
21 Savage.
Wow. What's going on?
Rumor report, rumor report. This is the rumor report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
You really not going to tell us nothing?
Yeah, I'm doing rumors now.
You're just going to act normal.
Okay.
We're just going to sit in this room and act like everything's normal.
Life goes on, guys.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Wow.
Let's all be normal, right? And what is normal anyway?
That is true.
okay? I don't like you using that type of language.
That's true.
All right, now 21 Savage has responded as far as people saying that he's a hypocrite for having lyrics about violence but then wanting people to stop the gun violence. He tweeted out that Atlanta needs to stop the gun violence and social media users have been going in on him. So here's what he had to say about why he's not being a hypocrite.
When I say something about how I really feel about Atlanta, like where I'm from, it's like a lot of gun violence, a lot of killings and shootings going on, and I ain't never seen nothing like this. It's just, that's just sad. It make me depressed. But when I speak up on that, they say, oh, you a hypocrite, you this, you that, you do. I ain't never promoted violence. I just rap about what I've been through, or what I've heard about, what I've saw. That's not, that ain't me promoting violence. That's not me saying, yeah, violence is cool or whatever. Yeah, I say a lot on songs. That's, it's catchy. People like it.
All right. In addition, he said that he is going to rap about whatever he wants.
At the end of the day, y'all be saying all this violence. Woo-woo. I'm going to rap about whatever I want to rap about at the end of the day. That's just what it is. No, it's everybody in the world ain't killing each other. It's a lot of killing going on, but it's not the whole world. And a lot of people listen to my music. So the small percentage of people that's killing and all this shit that y'all saying, why ain't the other 98% of the people that listen to my music killing each other if it's my music? That's all I want to know.
This is 21 is not wrong with anything he's saying, but this is the issue with rap. Like, you know, it's just entertainment until it's not. If rap was like movies, like Hollywood, where things we saw, we knew were just like Hollywood, right, it wouldn't be a problem. But rappers stand on being real. They stand on being who they say they are in their raps. If rap was, if everybody just said rap was entertainment and it was just fictional like Hollywood, we wouldn't have these problems.
But you got to be able to evolve. There's things that you've seen. Jay-Z doesn't talk about the same things he did when he was 21. He evolved.
That's very true.
He sees life a different way, and he understands the mistakes that he makes, and he's hoping that these young boys don't do the same thing that he did.
Very true.
Well, 21 Savage tweeted out, a song is for entertainment. It's not an instruction manual on how to live life. In real life, I give away a lot of money and spread financial literacy to my community. Stop trying to make me one-dimensional. And he also talked about feeding his family.
If I started making music about Jesus Christ and turkey drives and like that, how many fans would I have? Zero.
I'm tuning in.
How would I be able to feed my family rapping if I was rapping about that
turkey
type?
He's
like,
right.
Y'all got to be realistic. Like, it's a lot of young people who come from these environments we come from that found a way to feed their family and feed a lot of people in their communities and neighborhoods by making this type of music.
I would love to hear 21 Savage gospel
meet me
record.
Me at that turkey drive.
You
meet
ain't going to tell me
turkey drive.
21
turkey
Saints would
drive,
be fire.
Turkey drive. Turkey
Can
drive.
Can you imagine 21 Saints? Drop on a cruise bar for 21
drive.
Saints.
The turkey drive.
I would love to hear
that. Wow. I like twerky drive.
Twerking for some turkey.
but for some turkey. But if I promise you, if rappers just said rap was just entertainment,
twerky
and
jive,
they treated it like Hollywood, like treated it like movies, we wouldn't have none of these problems. None
jive
of these lyrics
twerky
would be used in court, nothing.
Jive twerking is dope.
All right, now Young Thug, in the meantime, is facing new gang, drug, and gun charges, according to reports.
Goodness gracious.
I know. He already is having some issues with this RICO case involving himself, Gunna, and 24 others that prosecutors are saying are in a gang. But now they're saying that the charges that he's facing include criminal street gang activity and conspiracy. The new indictment reportedly includes all 28 defendants from the May indictment and still focuses on YSL. But the new charges are reportedly only against Young Thug and four defendants. So now they face a new gang charge, new drug charges, possession of a firearm during the commission of a felony, and possession of a machine gun. Two other defendants, one being Yat Gotti, will also be tacked with the machine gun charge. Now, Yat Gotti's attorney stated that the rapper is a performer and not a criminal.
Damn.
Wow. All right, well, I'm Angela Yee.
No. Ain't no we as Angela Yee.
That is your rumor report.
No, it's not. I ain't hear the big rumor talked about.
I know
or
you're
addressed.
Not going to compare what we just talked about to what we're going to talk about.
Oh, we're going to talk
about
it.
Oh, we're going to talk about it.
Oh, we're definitely going to talk about it.
All I want, I just want to say that approximately 10 hours ago.
Please, mm-hmm. Envy, remind ye what she did.
Angela Yee tweeted out, God is good.
No, not that one. God is great,
you.
But not that
what
one.
What's wrong with that? I'll tweet that right now.
I'm sorry.
God is
one.
Good.
I'm sorry. The other one. All the time. And then after that, she tweeted, turn the music down. The Breakfast Club, as you know it, is officially
over.
And then threw up Crip signs.
Yeah, you see that Crip sign?
That was a heart sign.
Now she got cornrows.
Oh, that was
now?
Heart? Yeah, what's up, yo?
What's up?
We're going to set it off in here.
And now you got red eyeliner. What's up?
First of all, it's pink.
Oh.
Okay.
Looks kind of red to me.
I got on my Woo Wear sweater. It's Woo Wednesdays.
So okay. What you saying? You want to talk about it now?
You want to say
something? All right, let's go.
But we got bills to pay. So as soon as we come back,
wow.
Whoa.
We have some more to say. And we got front page news coming up. Because y'all know that I'm the type of person that want to keep the show going until I don't.
Whoa. I don't like none of this energy.
All right.
By the way.
All right.
Why are you playing trying?
I bomb atomically.
Wow.
Whoa. All right. Front page news next is The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Leaving a child in a hot vehicle can lead to their death very quickly. Set cell phone reminders or place something you'll need in the back seat so you don't forget your child is in the car. Look for your baby before you lock. Pay for by NHTSA.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club as you know it. Now we got some front page news.
For now. Yes. And so the House Committee has said that they can obtain Donald Trump's tax returns from the IRS. And so now a federal appeals court has ruled that that can happen. They can go ahead and get that. So in the opinion for the three-judge panel, they wrote that the committee's investigation served a valid legislative purpose and that the 2019 request for Trump's records was not a retaliatory move in violation of his First Amendment rights. So that's happening. And then we're finding out about the raid on his Mar-a-Lago estate. They said it was reportedly sparked by an ongoing probe into the box loads of material that the ex-president took with him to Florida when he left the White House, including notes from North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un and even a cocktail napkin. And so some of the items that they recovered in January included correspondence with Kim Jong-un and a letter from former President Barack Obama that he had written to him. A list of the unclassified items found in the boxes was about 100 pages long. They also scoured Melania Trump's wardrobe and spent several hours combing through his private office, breaking open his safe, and rifling through drawers where they raided the former first family's Mar-a-Lago home in Florida. And the search warrant that was used by the FBI to enter the Palm Beach property focused solely on presidential records and evidence of classified information being stored there. Here is FBI agent Richard Frankel talking about that raid.
It's a real case that the FBI and Department of Justice are fully involved in this case. And in other words, it's not just a whim. At this point, while we don't know if they found anything of criminality, in their opinion, and the magistrate judge agreed that they believe they have probable cause to believe that there were that there was evidence of criminality at the president's address in Florida, and that specific criminal evidence was actually located there when the agents executed their search warrant.
Now, I'm going to say it's a damn shame that I just won't believe any of this until I see it. Until I see Trump charged and in handcuffs, I don't believe any of this. It's all political theater until it's not.
Absolutely. Oh, well, Richard Frankel, the FBI agent, said that it's not political.
A lot of Republican critics right now are calling this politically motivated. What do you make of that?
Well, it may have started as a political referral. I can't see it being a politically motivated case at this point in the sense that for them to show that they have the probable cause, and meaning the FBI and DOJ, that they have the probable cause, and that they took that, in my opinion, large step and actually went out and got a search warrant, brought an affidavit, applied for the search warrant with the magistrate judge, had the magistrate judge sign off on it, and then executed it knowing that this would probably happen, that this would become, the news of the day or of the week or of the year, and they still went forward.
Yeah, large step is an understatement. I just don't believe that America knows how to punish whiteness on that level. How do you punish someone with that much privilege, that much power, a former president, even though I want them to do the right thing because you have to make an example out of anyone who was part of the attempted coup in this country? I just won't believe they will until I see it.
Well, Donald Trump is also going to be testifying today under oath.
Really?
In the New York Attorney General's long-running civil investigation into his dealings as a real estate mogul. And so, Letitia James
has been leading. I forgot Tish James, still on his ass.
Yes, has been leading reporting this, and it involves allegations that his company, the Trump Organization, misstated the value of prized assets like golf courses and skyscrapers, which misled lenders and tax authorities. And so Donald Trump wrote on Truth Social in New York City tonight, seeing racist New York State Attorney General tomorrow for a continuation of the greatest witch hunt in U.S. history. My great company and myself are being attacked from all sides. Banana Republic.
The store? What Banana Republic got to do with this?
He said Banana Republic.
What does Banana Republic got to do with any of this?
I don't know.
Okay? He doesn't strike me as a Banana Republic type of person. Okay?
He's more Abercrombie and Fitch.
You think so?
Khakis and t-shirts?
Hey, more, I guess. But no, Banana Republic is a country with an economy of state capitalism, where the country is operated as a private commercial enterprise for the exclusive profit of the ruling class.
I was thinking maybe more Old Navy for him.
Old Navy, yes.
They're all affiliated, what about the Gap? It's Banana Republic, the Gap, and Old Navy.
Yeah, I don't know. Why is banana the fruit that they associate with ruthlessness and corruption? Why?
I guess because it's the old banana in the tailpipe.
Hey.
Oh. Okay. Well, drop on clues bombs for Tish James.
Oh, they're going to say for bananas in the tailpipe.
Drop a bomb for that later.
First of all, ain't nothing funny. I don't want to hear nothing funny. You know what? You know what, Envy? Since somebody in this room don't want to talk, all right?
Well, let's do a topic. Let's talk
Wait, hold on. Before
retiring.
We do a topic, like you got to stop playing. Like, I just got a text, right?
What's the text?
From my dad.
Your dad?
My dad just texted me. What's this I read about the Breakfast Club being canceled? So I said, where did you hear that?
Well, we've been canceled several times.
He was. It was on the news on the iPhone. It said Angela Yee had made some comments about the show.
What news on the iPhone?
I don't know.
What is your dad trying to say? Was it on Yahoo News? Did it come up on his phone on Yahoo? What is he saying?
He don't know how it came up. It popped up on his phone. You got something to say? You want to respond to me?
First, I want to respond to this because somebody just tweeted.
Stop the music.
This
stop
is
the music.
So stupid.
Let's hear.
I wonder if Angela Yee is going to be working from home because she's pregnant. I'm not pregnant.
How we know?
Why would this have to, what would that have to do with the Breakfast
what you mean,
Club?
How you know? How do you know?
We don't know. We don't know what's going on.
I'm on my period right now.
We didn't need to know that.
Well,
now
we
know. That is what I know. I did not need to know.
Now we know.
So does that explain the tweet last night?
I'm upset about it because I got to go to
let's go. Does that explain the tweet last night?
I have to go to an all-white party tonight, so it really matters. Ladies, you know what I'm talking about. When you wear something white and then...
We're not talking about that.
So does that explain the tweet last night?
What, my period?
Yes.
Period.
Wow.
No, it does not.
All right.
But...
Where you want to go with this? Because she's not being honest.
Well, Serena Williams has announced her plans to retire from tennis.
Mm-hmm.
She said the countdown has begun. How do you know when it's time to step away from something?
You see, you playing way too much this morning, Angelique.
Tennis? I do play tennis.
Wow.
Okay.
That's the question?
She said, I've never liked the word retirement. It doesn't, but it's an evolution. And so I agree with her. I don't really like the word retirement. I do like the word evolution. You know, we have to think about that all the time.
Yesterday, somebody tweeted, The Breakfast Club, as you know it, is officially over.
That somebody was Angela Yee.
Okay.
Angela Latavia Yee.
Angela Latavia Yee.
How did you make up a name?
Yeah, just made it up. What the hell is wrong with you? All right, but let's open up the phone lines.
Shout out to my girl Latavia, though. She does my makeup on the road.
800-585-1051.
Evolution is a beautiful thing.
When do you know
we should all be evolving.
We saying, when do we know it's time to leave? Is that what you're asking? What are you asking?
I don't know what you just said.
When it's time to leave could be a job, a relationship, a friendship. How do you know when it's time?
And is that Angela Yee on your shirt, Envy, that says best friends forever?
Yes.
No, it's not.
Let me see.
Would I be kissing Envy?
I don't know what's going on.
Oh, I didn't see the kids. I just saw two people.
That was me and Madison, my daughter. She gave it to me for Father's Day. Me and my daughter, best friends forever.
Oh, I thought that was she.
No, that was my dedication to you.
Y'all really thought that
was on your shirt?
Jackie Robinson.
Okay, all I said was the top of it.
All right.
Jackie Robinson.
What's the question we asking, guys?
I just asked it.
She's not playing. If that's what she wanted to
when
do,
when is
let
it
her
time
it.
To step away from a situation?
Wow. Are you going all the way with this?
Wow.
All right.
Wow.
All right. 800-585-1051, what she said.
Right. Maybe you're uncomfortable because your coworkers are flirting with each other and you're like, I can't take it anymore.
I could never take that. Like that would just feel so uncomfortable. Whoa. You know what? It's the Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Now, if you just joined us, Serena Williams said that she's not retiring.
I can't
retiring,
believe y'all in here talking about Serena Williams retiring, but not talking about Angela Yee's tweet.
Well,
but whatever.
If you're just joining us, Angela Yee tweeted last night, God is good.
The time.
And then after that, she tweeted, The Breakfast Club, as you know it, is officially over.
and still don't want to talk about it, but got the nerve to say, hey, let's do a topic this morning. And the topic is...
I mean, Serena Williams, legendary, right? And she is deciding to step away from playing tennis. She has an essay that was published by Vogue. And she said, I've never liked the word retirement. It doesn't feel like a modern word to me. I've been thinking this as a transition. But the word that she decided to use to describe what she's doing is evolution. And I'm here for that.
Well, if you evolve from tennis, that means that you're going to be like, I don't know, the head of tennis, right? Or the owner of tennis.
No, well, she started Serena Ventures. It's a venture capital firm.
Okay.
And soon after that, she said, I started a family and I want to grow that family.
That's the evolution of Serena Williams, though. Not Serena Williams, the tennis player. I get what she's saying, though. But
so what is the question?
So when do you know it's time to walk away from something, whether it is your job, your relationship, a friendship? How do you know it's time to walk away?
You know, Amy, just go to the phones. Let's play Andrew Lee's little reindeer games this morning. Just go to the phones.
It's not Christmas.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's up? This is Dominance from Naptown.
Hey, what's up, Naptown? What's going on?
What's going on? How y'all doing this morning?
Blessed, black, and highly favored. How are you?
A little confused.
And confused, yes.
A little confused this morning.
That's what's up. So listen, two things. The first one is, it's definitely time to go when you got to muster up the courage to go into the job. That's just personally if it's a job.
I feel you. When every day you wake up like, should I call out? Do I feel like doing this?
If you feel like you got to call in, you feel like, oh, I got to go deal with these people today. Anytime you feel like that, if your energy is down every single time, it's no reason to stick around. Bounce.
That's important.
If you feel like you are better than a company, go on and do what you got to do. If you get tired of their rules, regulations, policies, and procedures, it's time to go.
You experienced that, huh? She got a lot. She knows.
What she said is real. Energy is real, right? I'm always cognizant of who my energy goes up around, who my energy goes down around.
Who's your energy go up around?
See what I mean? Who could work in this?
Hello, who's this?
This is Janetta.
Hey, Janetta, good morning.
The mood setter.
Janetta, the mood setter. Good morning, Janetta.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
How you doing?
Blessed, black, highly favored.
When is it time to move on, Mama?
My mama always told me, basically, when you are uncomfortable or don't want to be somewhere, go ahead and leave. But one thing also is, whenever you're making a decision, if it's not a good situation for you, God's going to make you move anyway.
That's true. That's interesting when people say, you know, when something makes you uncomfortable, right? Because sometimes people feel, you know what I mean? And the growth comes in the uncomfortability.
Exactly. Because you can't go nowhere if you ain't telling me yourself at all. Don't stay stagnant.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mama.
Thank you.
Okay. Angela?
Envy?
Yeah, we didn't go around the room.
Yeah, go around the room. Envy, but how do you know when it's time to move on?
I think we should start with Yee.
I think so, too.
How do you know when it's time to move on?
Right now.
Whoa. How do you know?
Whoa.
I think sometimes the stars align. You know, like I said, God is good. And sometimes...
God is good. God is great.
Oh,
Chick-fil-A is good.
The time. But yes. And so, you know, sometimes there's...
Will you stop playing with us and tell us?
Go to commercial, Envy.
I thought this was a caller topic, and y'all ain't saying nothing.
You know, when it's time, and the stars align, and everything is smooth, and I'm back. But tell us what's going on.
All right,
I don't respond well to being spoken to like that.
See? I can't. You know what?
You were talking to her kind of crazy.
I was talking
to her. You were talking to her kind of crazy. So there was a lot of beige rage in the way you were talking. You were spazzing, bro.
I was spazzing.
You got to be more soothing if you want me to be able to say what I have to say. I need to be like, you know, I need to feel comfortable, Angela, not uncomfortable.
You've been in this relationship for 12 years, almost 13.
Almost 13. It'll be 13 in December.
You know.
It's an unlucky number.
No, it's actually a number of transitions.
Actually, it's a great number for me because January 3rd is my birthday. That's a 1 and a 3, 13. Mm-hmm. So maybe the 13 years and the 1-3 means it's time.
There's been ups. There's been downs.
Numerology.
So would you like to, you know, get some things off your chest?
Yes, I would love to. Right after we finish taking these calls on this topic, because I'm very respectful of what it is that we have going on the show every morning.
Okay. All right.
For now.
All right. It's the Breakfast Club. I know when I like it.
Call me. Add your opinion to the Breakfast Club topic. Come on. 800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. If you just joined us, I'm confused.
If you just joined us, Angela Yee playing too damn much. I don't know what's going on. This is her, this topic is her idea. What's the topic, E?
The topic is about Serena Williams, okay? She did an essay that was published by Vogue, and she talked about evolving, moving on from tennis. She has not liked the word retirement. She's moving on and evolving away from tennis toward other things that are important to her. Thank God she has so many other things going on in her life. She has Serena Ventures, which is a venture capital firm. She also started a family that she wants to grow. And a lot of times, I always tell you, I have them multiple streams of income, have them other things going on, so you can evolve away.
You have a lot of different businesses, Angelique. How do you feel about the word retirement?
I like the word evolve better.
Evolve?
I agree with Serena. You know, okay. We're never going to stop doing things. It just might be doing something different.
Got you.
And I think it's always good when you're on a high. You know, she just won.
Angela,
like,
you
always should walk away when you're on a high.
If you don't tell us what's going on, I'm going to strip in front of all y'all right now.
Okay.
Don't say nothing, you. Shut up.
Oh, so you want him to strip.
That's right. I want. You know what? Because this man over here is always threatening people with a good time. He always calling somebody bluff. Now I don't want you to say nothing, ye. I want you to get naked.
Hello.
That's better content.
Hello.
I want to see you get naked this morning.
Hello.
I don't know
we
what
know.
I want more.
Hello.
For Angelique to tell us what's going on or for you to get naked.
Maybe if we do it both.
Hello, who's this? Hello?
Hello, guys. Hi. Yes, how you doing? This is Michael Jackson.
Yo, shut up.
You are lying.
Not messing with you this morning.
His name could be Michael Jackson.
Playing Everybody playing this morning. Michael, what's happening?
Okay, so let me tell you who I am. I'm actually a Michael Jackson tribute artist, and I have been doing it for 7 years.
Oh, boy.
My Instagram is MJ Dance Machine.
You sound just like him.
When do you know it's time to moonwalk on, sir?
Okay, so basically my performances are sometimes 30 minutes.
We're not talking about
that. He's explaining
when do you know
how
it's
he
time
knows.
To moonwalk out of situation.
This is all part of his how he knows.
Oh.
He's getting there. So when I was younger.
Sir, you got to use the Michael Jackson voice. If you're a Michael Jackson impersonator, you have to use the Michael Jackson voice.
Okay, so when I was younger, I had a lot of energy. But when you get older, your heart is telling you you can go on for a very, very long time. But your body knows that you're not as young as it used to be, so you can't fit.
Bro, what do you identify as, bro?
Michael Jackson.
What do you identify as?
He identifies as Michael Jackson.
Huh?
Well, also, I'm from Nigeria.
What do you identify as, sir? What is your gender identity?
Well, I'm the same gender as you are, my brother.
So that's what you are?
Yeah, so your body, physically, you can't move the way that you used to when you was younger. So
okay.
It's a toll on your body.
Your and joints are like, a little stiff.
Yes. And you have to exert more energy when you get older. Just
man.
Like a game of basketball.
Hey, Michael Jackson, Michael, can you do Beat It for us right fast?
Yeah, you need to tell him Beat It. Hang up on him.
No, he's saying, though, his body is telling him it's time to move on.
Oh,
that's
got
what he's
you.
Saying. He can't do the moves that he used to do.
Oh, got
his
you.
Joints
I'm sorry.
Are stiff.
What was your favorite song to do? Beat It?
You have to. Yes, actually, I'm telling you guys, MJ Dance Machine, check me out on Instagram. 7 years. I've even performed with Chris Brown.
Okay, I'm going to look at you right
dope.
Now.
I'm looking at
MJ
you up right
Dance
now.
Machine?
Dancing.
Yeah, MJ Dance Machine, one word.
Did you go see MJ the Musical?
Nah, I'm not
going to
go see another impersonator.
I'm not going to go see another. I can't.
Jeez.
I can't this morning.
We're not all part of the
this
same
morning.
Game.
Oh, I see you, bro.
Your butt is mine. You can't do that part. Do that for me one time.
You don't really look like Michael. You look more like Flex when he played Michael in the biopic back in the day.
Well, if I was white, it would be easier, but I do my own hair and makeup.
What?
Yo,
oh
I can't
gosh.
With this guy. Have a good morning, man. I can't. So what's the moral of the story?
I don't know. This topic is going nowhere.
Nowhere fast.
Because Angelique don't want to tell us what the hell is going on.
No.
Maybe
no, I will. Because I know people are on their way to work and they want to know what happened. And I sent out that tweet that y'all did not retweet. So I was a little offended by that.
Why the hell would we retweet something that we don't know nothing about? I don't know what was going on. I didn't even know what was going on until later.
My accountant called me. My doctor called me. My attorney called me. My mechanic called me.
People
my
hitting my phone.
Me.
I'm like, I don't know I really
my
did not know what people
me.
Were talking about.
I don't know what's going on.
But shout out to everybody who hit me up who was genuinely concerned and not the nosy people.
Everybody just nosy.
Nori okay. hit me. I was like, I don't know.
Nori hit us
Nori.
All, I'm sure.
So what are you saying? Are you saying in Rumor Report we about to talk about it?
Yeah.
Are you going to talk about it in rumors?
Well.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God. Go to the commercial, Andy.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Yeah, I got 10 minutes before I got to get to work, yo.
What are you talking about?
You got to tell me what's going on now.
All right, I will.
Aren't you at work now?
Yeah, it's
one of your jobs.
Yeah, but I'm
that's what this segment is about, telling you what's going on.
So you about to tell us what that tweet was about?
No, I'm going to tell you what's going on.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Rumors, let's go.
It's time. She's spilling the tea.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Drink Champs has been having a lot of guests. Nori called us all yesterday, right?
He sent me I'm just realizing what the text meant. He just sent a text and put no way.
Yeah,
I didn't know what the hell that was about till now. Now I'm putting two and two together.
Shout out to you, Nori. I'm going to call you right after the show.
Because I'll be asleep.
Bun B just called me, too.
He did?
He said, what the hell y'all talking about?
He got us some trail burgers.
Come on, do this rumors, man. Let's
okay.
go.
Wait, so Neo is on Drink Champs. And one thing that he talked about, they've already put this clip out and it's definitely gone viral. He talked about Ice-T calling Coco over at a party and letting him squeeze her ass.
I How see does that even happen? Squeeze Coco booty once.
Like, yeah. Respectfully.
Yes.
Respectfully. It was respectfully.
It was a Halloween party. Right.
And how does this work? You said, can I grab your wife's ass?
I literally walked up to him. Mind you, I'd had a couple drinks at this point. So I walked up to him and I was like, bro, all due respect, I've wanted to squeeze Coco's ass for a really long time. And he said, you know what? And I'm just the kind of pimp to let you do it. And he called her over and he whispered something in her ear. And she looked at him and smiled, and then looked at me and smiled, and turned around and bent the thing over, and I grabbed as much of a handful as I could. He gave me a pound, and we finished, and we drank and hung out for the rest of the night. That was it.
So he said he spoke to Ice-T, and he said, I always wanted to grab her ass?
Yeah, I don't care how many drinks you've had. You got to respect your jaw, guy. All right, so it's like you can't walk up to nobody's husband and tell that man, I always wanted to grab your wife's ass.
He let him.
Me and Neil will be tussling in that club.
Even when you start that off respectfully, that's what, you know, we always say people say respect when they about to disrespect you. That's what that feels like. I ain't mad at Ice-T for the way he handled it, but damn.
Me to jump Neil in there.
I'm not going to lie. On Lip Service one time, Ice-T and Coco were on. This is way, way back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And he definitely let everybody, he was like, everybody feel it. Just see.
That was women though, right?
Yeah, it was women.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just telling y'all guys out there, 9 out of 10 times, that situation ain't going to go like that. Walking up to somebody's husband talking about, I always wanted to grab your wife's ass.
What would you do?
We'd be fighting. We'd be tussling. Like Charlamagne said, we check his jaw. Pause.
No, I'm not. I'm going to let my security shoot him.
You going to shoot him over that? Let's shoot him in a pinky toe.
And now, what would you say, Emmy? You said you would check his jaw.
Yeah, definitely. Chin check him.
Oh, okay. That's you meant. All right.
I'm not going to shoot nobody over that. You shoot him.
All right. Then.
You going to shoot him? You going to shoot
him? Okay, tough guy.
You the tough guy. You going to shoot somebody?
I didn't say me. I said security. You and it. I'll check his jaw. I'll check his jaw.
I'm not going to say I'm going to win, but we fighting.
Oh, I know what you mean when you say check his jaw. Like, no, you can't grab my wife's ass till you do me first. I got you.
See, you play too much.
All right.
I'm leaving now.
Now, speaking of...
I got a huge announcement in a little bit.
Well, tweet it out first.
Tweet it out first.
All right. Now, Ja Rule and Fat Joe, there's been some back and forth now because after they did Drink Champs, right, Fat Joe had some things to say about Irv Gotti. He called him a sucker, and he also had some things to say about Ja Rule for not defending Ashanti during that interview. Well, Irv Gotti has since responded to Fat Joe. Here's what he said about Fat Joe not really being his friend.
I feel like he fooled me. He's not my friend.
Whoa.
I was fooled, but in life you get fooled. But you know what?
What? They don't want you to say nothing?
But in life, forget Joe, because they don't want me to talk about Joe.
Okay,
so I'll talk about Joe. I'll talk about life. But you know what remains consistent and why I get through all of this?
Why?
My family, right? And in life, everyone goes through friends, people who you thought was your friend.
People go through friends, coworkers.
I would say that Fat Joe is his friend because friends tell you the truth, you know, no matter what. And I know people would say, oh, if that's really his friend, he might have said that behind the scenes. But Irv said what he said publicly. And I haven't heard the whole Drink Champs with Irv.
I watched a lot. It's long. I watched a lot of it.
Fat Joe
but didn't he comment? Didn't he have some stuff to comment about Fat Joe, too? Or am I tripping?
I'm not sure. But Ashanti is Fat Joe's friend, too. You know what I mean? And Ashanti has done a lot
for Joe.
She comes, pops out on tour. Like, they are friends. They hang out with each other. So if somebody disrespects his sister, he's going to stick up for her. You know what I mean?
And, you know, Ja Rule also says Ashanti is his sister, right? Clearly, they've been working together for a long time, have a friendship. And so he posted Stop saying I didn't defend cis and all women when I clearly told Gotti stop calling Ashanti women the B word, same way I told Joe at Versus. Watch the interview before you talk it.
That's true.
Leave me the F out these grown folks' business.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. All right, now, Irv Gotti also said that he understands, and he also spoke on taking the bait as far as marketing and promotions.
I know what's clickbait. I know what's going to make people activate. I know what's going to get the love. I know what's going to get the hate.
Wow.
So one, yes, I know that.
So
everything that you said to describe me as the marketing genius that I am, you're 100% accurate. You nailed it right on the head. But the other part is, I'm also a very honest and truthful person. So I don't necessarily want to talk. I don't want to talk about Ashanti. I'm fine without talking about her. But they always ask a question. They always lead me to it. And me, stupidly, I take the bait.
He was drinking. But
they're going to have a conversation. They're going to have an aggressive conversation, I'm sure, when they see each other.
Who?
Joe and Irv.
That'd be an amazing conversation.
I feel like they'll I think they'll probably talk to each other first.
Oh, yeah, conversation.
Yeah, I mean, before they see each other.
They both get a very loud.
I've always said top three storytellers in hip-hop are N.O.R.E., mm-hmm. Fat Joe, and Irv Gotti. Amazing storytellers they are.
It's going to be an eight-hour combo.
And Soulja Boy.
eight-hour combo.
All right, enough with all these shenanigans, man.
You don't want to hear the tease of Beyonce and the Isley Brothers remix of Make Me Say It Again, girl?
I'm tired of sitting here acting like
something's
normal.
I know you want to hear this snippet that Ron Isley posted world premiere.
I want to know about that tweet last night. That's
on iHeartRadio. Yes. All right. So shout out to them. Isley Brothers.
That's the damn rumor report.
Beyonce. And Beyonce's Break My Soul is number one on Billboard Hot 100. Oh, so congratulations.
Yes, it is.
To
drop on the clues bombs for Beyonce.
You saw Beyonce and Jay-Z posing in front of the elevator? Where the infamous brawl with Solange was also. Yeah, they did a photo there.
That was cute. We don't want to talk about
that.
Do
we need to bring Solange in here to beat it out of you? To whatever you got the hell you got to say?
Why are you so violent this morning?
I'm not.
You shot somebody.
You shot somebody.
Said,
yeah,
I didn't shoot nobody.
And
I did not.
Here checking jaws. Y'all got to relax. No, all right. So, for real, though, there is like a press release that's going to go out, so I got to check and make sure I can even say what I'm about to.
Oh, my God.
Charlamagne, who are you giving your donkey to, man?
It's going to be Angela Yee if she don't tell us what the hell is going on. I need to know about this tweet, okay?
She
I didn't
deserves
went,
it.
I didn't
enough.
Went, you see what this is? You know what this is?
What's that?
This is a hot cup of tea. Mm. I have went and made me one, and I'm sitting here sipping it because I want to hear what the hell is going on.
You need something
okay?
to put in it?
Because we all saw that tweet that Angela Yee sent last night.
Are you giving him a tea bag?
I was talking about honey.
Could you stop?
Oh.
Could you stop?
Go ahead.
Could you stop?
Like, wow.
I'm trying to be serious. I'm trying to be serious here. Could you stop?
All right.
Okay. Angela Yee sent out this tweet last night.
She did. Let me read the tweet.
Please.
For people that are just joining us. All right. The first tweet came out and said, God is good.
What is wrong with that? Why
Chick-fil-A
does that have anything to do with anything?
I don't know why.
All right. Then the second tweet says, The Breakfast Club, as you know it, is officially over.
What that mean?
That's a fact.
And I got 40,000 likes, 22,000 retweets, and 4,000 questions.
By the way, there's some people who hate us out there.
You can ask, of course there is. You can ask questions on Twitter. Like, there's a questions tab?
Well, if you, why, they responding like, hey, what are you talking about? How old are you?
So and what then you we talked do? About 44. Evolution this morning.
So what are you going to do?
You say you
I'm not saying another word. There will be no Donkey Today, Evangeline. We're going to turn it. When Donkey Today comes, four after the hour, we're going to turn the microphones on, and I'm going to sit here in silence until Angela Yee tells us what the hell is happening.
Well, then we might never tell.
All right. So 4 minutes.
Watch
when
me.
When we come back.
Y'all hear dead air.
Angela Yee will, I guess, respond or elaborate on what she tweeted last night.
God is good. We'll talk about it.
I'm going to play
with
y'all.
Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
When it's time to get with someone special, the best way to do it is with Magnum Large Size Condoms. That gold foil wrapper is a badge of honor, and it means you're protected. And you take care of things with comfort. Accept no substitutes. Bring the pleasure with the gold standard. Magnum, large size condoms.
Don't be out here acting like a donkey.
Pee-ha, bitch.
Ain't no donkey, babe.
It's time for donkey.
Turn the damn donkey intro off. Ain't no donkey.
Don't call me babe.
Okay? I ain't talking to you. I said bae, like bae. Ain't no donkey, bae. Whatever. Listen,
what?
My
you
phone blowing up all last night. People texting me, calling me. I don't know what's going on. They sending me tweets. I don't even know if it's a real tweet or not. What the hell is happening? I'm not saying another word until Angela Yee tells us what the tweet was about last night. Envy, do you want to tell them what the tweet was?
All right.
As I talk through my teeth.
The tweet was,
as I talk through my teeth right now.
The tweet was, God is great.
Man, stop. God is great. Well, God, yes. God is great. God is beyond great.
Oh, the other tweet. She said, the Breakfast Club, as you know it, is officially over.
The floor is yours, Angela. Okay. Latavia Yee.
All right. So, yes. So, this is really exciting, but this is something that I've been wanting to do for years now, since way before the pandemic. I had actually sat down with our big boss, Thea, and I was telling her, like, look, I really want to have my own show. You know, I have my podcast, Lip Service, and I was thinking I would be able to get something like a weekend situation, you know, one day ease into having my own show again. I did come from Sirius, where I had The Morning After with Angela Yee, and then came here. And so it's always been a goal of mine to have that. And so I thought I would still be on here and then do that show as well. But years later, they approached me up here at iHeart. Thea had to sit down with me and told me that they are going to give me my very own show. And so part of that is, I wasn't sure what was happening when she first told me, but I am going to be leaving The Breakfast Club. You guys obviously will continue on, and, you know, it'll be a different iteration of The Breakfast Club, but I will have my own show up here at iHeart as well. So I'll be
when you say your own family show, like a daily show.
Yes.
Like a daily show.
Yes. A nationally syndicated daily show.
And Lip Service.
And my podcast, Lip Service.
Would you let her do it?
What? I'm asking questions.
She's talking.
Questions.
She's not finished.
You I've been waiting to ask questions all night. You're right. Go ahead.
You said you was going
to
be quiet.
The floor is yours. Yes.
See, that's the problem.
So it is really exciting. I mean, I really honestly can't believe it. I know it took a long time to make this happen. So I want to thank everybody at iHeart. But of course, mostly I really want to thank, first and foremost, the listeners who are part of our Breakfast Club family. We've been doing this for 12 years now. And so this is just a tremendous opportunity. I feel extremely grateful, extremely blessed to be able to get something that, you know, is really monumental up here, because, you know, as far as having a nationally syndicated show and somebody in my position, a woman, a black woman up here, I don't know. I mean, it's a rarity, mm-hmm. and it's a great opportunity, and it's not something that I take lightly. So I'm really excited. Now, I'm still going to be here on The Breakfast Club until everything gets worked out. I don't know where the show is exactly going to be aired. I know mm-hmm. definitely New York.
Okay.
Of course. So I'll be here. This is my home base. But yeah. And I'm not exactly sure when it's starting. I just know it's in the fall sometime.
So well, in the next couple of months, you will be starting your own syndicated show.
Yes.
With the things that you do. So you'll be doing interviews. You'll be doing your rumors. We'll be doing Ask Yee. You'll be doing everything that you do times 10.
Yes, I'll be basically curating my own lituation.
Well, congratulations.
I am extremely happy for Angela Yee. Dropping a cool bomb for Angela Yee. I am extremely happy for Angela Yee, and I am extremely happy for the culture of radio, because y'all know behind the scenes how much I scream that radio is taking the personality out of radio. So we aren't building radio stars anymore. But now in 2022, when you have a radio star, a multimedia platform star like Angela Yee, the fact that you're getting two nationally syndicated radio shows, that's a big deal. Dropping the clues bonds for Angela Yee.
So The Breakfast Club is not going anywhere. Angela Yee is not going anywhere. Did you tell them the slot? Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, I'm going somewhere.
But did you tell them? I mean, off the radio station.
You tell them the time slot. You'll be nationally syndicated, the Angela Yee Show.
I don't want to give away too much because I don't know exactly all the details yet.
Okay, okay. So okay. I don't wanna, oh, you're right. Damn.
Yeah, I don't want to give away too much.
Yes. Shut up.
I don't know all the details, but I know in the great words of Ineta the Mood Setter.
Oh, God.
So if you're confused about what I'm saying, listen very carefully. I quit this bitch.
Damn it, man.
First of all, the Angela Yee Show and Lip Service Podcast being nationally syndicated is huge.
Yes.
You know, drop not just for the culture of radio, but for podcasts. That's major. That's bigly. And, you know, this is what, our 13th year. We're going into our 13th year of doing The Breakfast Club. 13 is a number that brings good luck and prosperity to those who embrace it. And the number 13 brings about change, which can often lead to a positive outlook. So
and my birthday is January 3rd, so that's 13. Today's the 10th.
No, we're not doing that. No. You're not playing, Mitchell.
Come on,
stop. Stop. No. We're not doing that. We're not doing that. And FYI, can we say something else?
No.
Of course we knew this was happening. That tweet last night was absolutely planned. Okay, y'all know Angela Yee would never move unprofessional like that. Right, you would never do that. Would you?
That was what we call planned communication, because we know how much y'all love perceived bad news. Goodness. And trust, we have enjoyed watching.
It was a test to see who was going to be on there talking crazy.
That's right.
I knew it.
That's right.
It's over.
So the Breakfast Club is not going anywhere. Angelique has her own show. We're proud of her. We're thankful for her. We're grateful for her.
We're all excited.
We've enjoyed watching all y'all lame-ass theories and lies a lot. Now I want y'all to run and spread the news that Angelique is leaving the Breakfast Club, but she now has two nationally syndicated shows of her own.
That's right.
Okay,
Run, tell that.
All right.
So, and she will, like she said, she'll be here until, I guess, what, the end of the year? I don't know.
The fall. The
we don't know. Yeah, we don't even know. Like, all of those details still have to be worked out. But listen, I've been planning segments for my show and everything, so I'm really excited for it.
Mm-hmm.
And so.
And you deserve to be celebrated for the next few months or the rest of the year.
Yep.
You need that farewell tour, just like when, you know, the greats retire from their teams
and they
announced it's going to be their last year. That's right.
This is her run.
You deserve that farewell tour. Dwayne Wade.
They'd be like, she's still here.
Well,
but you you deserve that farewell tour.
Absolutely. Well, let's open up the phone lines. You want to talk to Yeezy, 800-585-1051. So if you just joined us, Angelique just announced that she is leaving the Breakfast Club.
Now, it's not my last day.
No, it's not her last day. She'll be here a little longer.
She'll be here at least at the end of the year, I would think.
Well, she didn't say that.
I don't know. Why I'm talking like that.
Why are you talking? She ain't say
slow
that.
Slow it down,
she'll be here. Well, no, she'll be here at least for another 30 days. She'll be here for at least 30 days.
At least till fall.
I'll be at least here until Friday.
Yeah,
at least
until Friday.
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
She didn't but you deserve the farewell tour. Yes. You deserve to be celebrated for the next however many months. But
I could do that from Turks and Caicos,
oh
though.
My
you
God.
Can celebrate me while I'm on the island.
Yeah, she didn't say the end of the year, but she would be here for the next couple of. So if you want to highlight her, 800-585-1051.
And Angelique is a boss. I mean, this just adds to your portfolio, right?
That's right.
Yeah, man, I'm really, really, like, I can't even believe it. It feels unreal to me to have such a tremendous opportunity, and I'm so excited for it and energized, so I'm happy.
Once again, Angelique Yee is, she's leaving the Breakfast Club, but she has her own show. She has two new shows. We're super duper proud of her. Drop a bomb again.
Come
that
on,
is
man.
Amazing, man.
Come on, syndicated. Man. Two nationally syndicated shows, iHeartRadio, Premier, Networks.
All right.
I don't think, is there any other black woman with a nationally syndicated show with Premier?
No,
with
not
Premier?
With Premier. No,
not with Premier.
Not with Premier.
I mean, Dee Dee McGuire, of course, but she's not
with
Premier.
Shout out to Dee Dee out in Dallas, but other than that, I don't think so. But anyway, let's take some calls. 800-585-1051 is the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit. Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future. Building off the hard work our parents have done before us, we all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, Participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. If you just joined us,
fix
Angela
your mouth.
Yee announced that she is leaving the Breakfast Club. She has her own syndicated show that she's about to start very shortly.
Oh, I just got this press release. This press release says, okay, influential media personality Angela Yee is launching her own new on-air show, Way Up with Angela Yee. The midday show will be syndicated by Premier Networks and launch across 30-plus iHeartMedia stations, including New York's Power 105.1 WWRP. And
it's her, WWPR.
What did I say? You said WWRP. WWPR, man.
Well, forgive me. And with the launch of Way Up with Angela Yee, Yee will depart the Breakfast Club this fall. And additionally, Yee's highly popular lip service podcast, where she and her girlfriends discuss intimacy, sex, and relationships with the hottest stars in hip-hop and R&B, will also soon be available through the iHeart Podcast Network and Premiere Networks.
So as soon as the Breakfast Club is off, Angela Yee starts right on. So it's going to be eight hours of all of us. It'll be a lot of fun.
So the moral of the
story is... It's like a spinoff.
Yes.
Yes. So the moral of the story is Angela Yee is evolving from the Breakfast Club to launch two nationally syndicated radio shows.
Correct.
I'll be heading up my own show. Y'all want to know why it's called Way Up with Angela Yee?
Why?
Okay, so I still feel like I'm on the way up, so that's part of the reason why, right?
Nah, you already home, boo.
But I'm way up from where I used to be and where I started, but y'all going to be up super early. And by the time I get up, I'll be way up so I could get more sleep than y'all.
So basically, in a lot of these markets, it'll be the Breakfast Club in the morning, whatever, because I'm about to send me a tweet out. It's going to be the Breakfast Club in the morning. And then Angela Yee, Way Up with Angela Yee comes on after Breakfast Club in 30 markets.
Correct. Right. So it's 8 hours of us.
That's a win.
Hey, that is a win. Hold on. 30 plus markets. 30 plus. I just want to add the plus. It's more than 30, okay? So that's minimal. So I just want to be clear. Right,
30 station minimal. Minimum.
All right. Let's be
congratulations,
clear.
Angela Yee.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations is an understatement.
Yeah. Let's go to the phone lines. People want to talk to you. Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's the word, man? It's Mello.
Mello, what's Mello? Up, Mello?
Mello, did you find that woman who stole that wig out my store in Detroit?
Yo, I'm not even going to hold you. I got my ears to the streets, and there's been a lot of people lying. But I'm not going to hold you. We're not talking about her little ignorant ass right now. I just want to let you know that I'm so proud of you, and you collect blessings the same way Drake collect platinum albums, son. Like, you are synonymous with black excellence, man, and I wish nothing but the best for you, Yee.
Word. Thank you. Thank you, Mello. I appreciate you. I need you to do a song for me since you sing.
Mello said he was upset. He wanted to do the Breakfast Club interview before you left, so he's kind of
upset. Y'all got a little time.
Yeah, y'all got to the... Well, I don't know how much time
you
we
got. You stop making up dates and times.
You don't know nothing. You got to the end of the year. Who said that?
You really know media just be making things up.
She's not rocking out to the end of the year.
It's August.
So?
September, October, November. We don't even be here in December.
Well,
I think 90 days is appropriate, right?
You can't tell her what's appropriate.
That's true.
Hello, who's this?
Hello?
Hello?
Who this?
Hey, how you doing? My name is Robert from Brooklyn.
Brooklyn!
Hey, I just want to say congrats to you, Yee.
Thank you.
I've been a big fan since the beginning. The only question I have, is your new show going to be still on the radio or Power 105?
It's going to be everywhere.
Yes, we'll still be on Power 105. I'll still be on Power 105.
Everywhere
you
hear the Breakfast Club, you hear Yee.
No, it's not everywhere.
No, I mean, like, when the show starts, like, it's going to be, like, after Breakfast Club?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay, can't wait.
It's actually a really positive thing for everybody.
Absolutely.
Definitely, I can't wait. And thank you. Sidebar, my birthday is January 31st, so I kind of get the whole 1-3-3-1.
Well, 3-1 is not 1-3.
I mean, you know.
I'm playing with you. Okay.
Have a good
13
one,
is a great number. 13
it
is a
that's
number
my lucky
change.
Number. I don't know why they be acting like it's unlucky.
I don't know either. It's for people who embrace it, it brings good luck and prosperity. It's a number of change, and it can often lead to a positive outlook. So that's the, you know, this, we're going into the 13th year of the Breakfast Club. So to me, it just all makes sense.
Hello, who's this?
This is Charlene.
Hey, Charlene. Good morning.
Good morning. I just want to say congratulations, Angela. I'm very excited to hear about it.
Thank you, Charlene.
Really, really sad because I'm a Harlem native, but I live here in North Carolina, and I listen to you guys to help set my mood for today, and I'm going to miss that. I don't expect it to stay the same, and I know that Envy and Charlamagne was doing a really great job, but I'm going to miss the dynamic of the three of you guys because you guys, just like, you guys are nothing to compete with here. So I'm going to miss it, but congratulations to you.
Well, they're definitely going to have some type of buffer in here so that...
Yeah, it ain't going to be just me on top of him all morning long.
Yeah,
I'm not even
be...
thinking about that. I know for a fact
gonna...
that ain't happening in 90 days.
No.
We going raw for 90 days, well, for a long time.
No Vaseline.
That's right. Ain't going to be nothing between us. Look at the face she made. Angelique, the woman doing Angelique's hair.
Destiny, shout out my girl Destiny, who, Destiny, by the way, is from Harlem and be in North Carolina all the time, so she was excited, Charlene.
Oh, you from Harlem? She's like, you're not even going to pause that? You just going to let it fly?
Goodness. Hey, yo, 800-585-1051. Yee just announced she is leaving The Breakfast Club, but she has her own show that's coming on after The Breakfast Club. It's syndicated.
And
she has
30-plus markets.
30-plus markets.
Thank you for the
way up with Angelique Yee.
That's right. So, call it up. A lot of people on the lines want to talk to you. We'll take some more calls when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we announced, Angela Yee announced, I should say, that she is leaving The Breakfast Club.
Yes, I am. I'm going to be hosting my own syndicated show, and it's called Way Up with Angela Yee in over 30 markets when we launch. And I'll be right here with y'all, like right after The Breakfast Club.
That's right.
So we're just taking your calls. A lot of people want to holler at you. Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Hey, what's your name?
Laquita.
Hey, Laquita.
Hey, Laquita.
I'm calling from PA. How y'all doing?
We good. Talk about it. How you feeling out there?
I'm just feeling great this morning. I'm finally connected with y'all. Y'all like my cousins and my big uncles in my head and stuff.
Okay, okay.
I love you. Congratulations on everything. And, you know, I'm a big fan of lip service and everything that you be doing out here.
Well, thank you, Laquita.
On a Breakfast Club. And I just wish you many blessings on your journey.
Thank you. I love you for calling and wishing me well. I appreciate you.
Hello, who's this?
Hello, this is Kevin calling out of Queens.
Good morning.
My shade room got it already.
They fast.
Angela Yee announces her departure from the Breakfast Club. Will host her own daily show later this year.
They move.
What? I'm singing you, Yee.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. We missed it.
That was kind of... But go ahead, bro.
I'm just excited for y'all, man. I'm excited for you. You know, she's getting in a position to do something big for women. And she gets to interview some of the greatest women. But still.
Stop trying to hold women back, bro.
I'm not going to lie. That wouldn't make anybody stay, bro.
Huh?
Nothing.
I'm staying. Thank you.
To do something great. She's getting ready to do something amazing. You know, she's getting ready to like have her own show, her own platform, to interview great people, not even just women, like great people, and do her own thing.
And for everybody out there that's always going to Angelie Yee to work at different jobs, whether it's her coffee shop or the juice bar, now you got another place for her to ask to work at, because you're going to need a staff.
Absolutely. Now that the news is out, we can start working on that.
Yep.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name?
Good morning.
Oh, good morning. I'm Chelsea.
Hey, Chelsea. Holla at Yeezy.
Hey. So I'm going to be sending her my medical bill for the anxiety attack that she gave me.
Oh, my gosh. You were anxious?
But I'm happy to... Very. Very. Because I called in and I was like, oh, my gosh, if something's going to happen to the show, can you guys, like, at least make an alarm clock for the morning yo-yo-yo so that I at least get my morning first?
That
so
tweet,
this is really bad.
That tweet got y'all going last night. Oh, that was fun to watch.
People were so excited. I knew it was going to be over. Some people were upset
because
they love the show. We love y'all.
That's right.
That whole Serena Williams thing, I was like, I'm reading between the lines. It's probably about her.
And apologies to all our family and friends we had to lie to.
Yeah, I couldn't answer my phone.
I definitely couldn't answer my phone. And there were some people hitting me up that I was like, man, I really want to say something.
Yeah, I couldn't tell anybody.
I didn't feel bad about nobody except for G-Spin.
Yeah, shout out to G-Spin.
G-Spin didn't even hit me.
He didn't?
No.
Oh, yeah, he texted. Oh, he called me and I didn't pick up. I was like, damn.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then he texted me and he was like, bro, you got to call me back.
Yeah. Joe Coy hit me. I was like, man, he was really upset.
Yeah, I mean, so many people.
I wanted to talk to Nori.
Bun B.
Gail King.
Trader Truth. So many people hit me yesterday in this music space, and I just couldn't hit anybody back. But you know now. So congratulations again to Angelie Yee. If you just tuned in, Angelie Yee is leaving the Breakfast Club. Not today. She's going to be here until the fall. So
we don't know any particular date. I don't know what markets. You know, none of that has been disclosed yet, but yes.
It's called Way Up with Angelie Yee. It actually comes off as a spinoff of The Breakfast Club, so it comes on right after The Breakfast Club. We're happy. We're super supportive.
I also love the acronym of Way Up with Angelie Yee because, you know,
acronym?
I started off working with Wu-Tang, so it's Wu-Wei. So,
oh, wow.
Yes, that was my first job ever. Like, I got on my Wu-Wear stuff today. Yeah. Okay. You know, it's Wu Wednesday, so it's like a full circle moment.
And like she said, we don't know when the exact date. She's going to be the fall. Mm-hmm. Probably, but you know, we're going to celebrate her. She's going to get a farewell tour. You know what I mean? Because she deserves.
We're
going to
have a
farewell
drive.
Tour. A what?
A twerking drive. Number 21 Savage. Twerking drive.
But no, this is big. Like, you know, for Angelie Yee to evolve from the Breakfast Club and launch two nationally syndicated shows, Way Up with Angelie Yee in 30 plus markets, Lip Service podcast going national. That is beyond big, huge, major, bigly, whatever you want to call it. So congratulations to Angela Latavia Yee.
Stop making up middle names.
What?
That's not my middle name.
What?
All right. Well, when we come, we got more rumors. Anything else you want to talk about?
Shade Room just reported that Angelie Yee is leaving the Breakfast Club to have her own daily show later this year.
They're on it.
They got the press release, I'm sure.
It didn't go out yet. Oh. It goes out at 9.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, rumors on the way. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Kodak Black.
Listen. All right, well, Kodak.
All the gossip. The rumor report. Gossip. With Angelie Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
All right, well, Kodak Black was on with Speedy Mormon on Spotify's Rap Caviar, and one thing that he talked about was his bond with Kendrick Lamar. It's not just about music. Here's what he had to say.
Me and Kendrick, we got a lot of little things in common that people probably won't understand, and he understand me beyond and what the internet theories. You know, it's like he got a different perception of me. He ain't cap. Like, he say we gonna do something, we do it. No, Kendrick from the streets for real, too. Oh, fuck that boy. I got a lot of love for him. He put me on game. He genuinely want to see a win for sure. And I appreciate him for trusting me with his album. He ain't got to do none of that.
I love that parent. And, you know, me and Lil Duval, we always talk about, you know, how Kodak Black lyrically is there with Kendrick. You know what I mean? I know people, that sounds crazy to say, but if you listen to Kodak, he says a lot of things of socially redeeming value, just like Kendrick does. They just got two different approaches. They're like the yin and the yang of
right.
of street rap. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I just, yeah, I know people don't look at Kendrick as saying street rap, but he does represent that good kid from the Mad City, like he like he's always told us. So I love that pairing. I love them together.
All right, now let's talk about Vic Mensa. Congratulations to him. He has his new cannabis company. It's called 93 Boys. It'll be the first black-owned cannabis company in the state of Illinois.
Oh, wow.
So congratulations to him. He said the brand's mission is to reinvest in the communities and individuals that have been historically and disproportionately affected by outdated laws, prejudices, and assumptions regarding cannabis consumption. Vic Mensa wrote in the release, "Selling weed was my first hustle. It taught me work ethic, entrepreneurship, and funded all of my first music projects. As someone with a lifelong experience of anxiety and depression, it's amazing to be able to help people facing those and other issues while working with something I love."
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad he got his license, and I'm glad he's going to give so many people jobs, so that's a great thing for Chicago.
And I love the fact that he's looking at plant-based medicine from that perspective, because that's the reason I do my indica for my anxiety.
Mm-hmm. All right, and the headline on Forbes says, "Rapper Vic Mensa launches his own cannabis brand. Before I ever sold a rap, I sold an eighth."
Wow.
All right, Megan Thee Stallion, shout out to her as she is gearing up for her release. And she dropped a new freestyle for L.A. Leakers. Here she is, rapping over Regulate. All right. She said her label hates her, and her stuff always leaks on Instagram as well. So she said, "At this point, invite the hotties to the studio and shoot." And she added on Twitter, "Why continue to choose peace when everyone else choosing violence?" Mm. You guys, I mean, she's been going through it.
She has been.
And she also did share a dramatic funeral teaser for her trauma zine, according to Hot New Hip Hop. She said, "It's almost that time." And so, shout out to her, Trauma Zine. All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Let's get to the People's Choice Mix, 800-585-1051. Don't move, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time to get up out of here. Charlamagne, you got a positive note?
I do have a positive note, but I want to tell everybody, this Saturday, make sure you join me for my 6th annual back-to-school supply giveaway in Fish Fry, Monk's Corner, South Carolina, Berkeley High School from 2 to 5 p.m. If you need the backpacks and the school supplies, you know how I do every year around this time, man. And it's a Fish Fry. My daddy, Cowboy Larry, he'll be out there frying fish, man. So free plates of fried fish while supplies last. And it's my 6th annual back-to-school book bag and supply giveaway this Saturday, August 13th, 2 to 5 p.m., Berkeley High School, Monk's Corner, South Carolina, 843 Low Country, pull up.
All right.
Oh, and the positive note is this. Man, I think this is very fitting, you know, especially with what we heard from Angela Yee going to get her new nationally syndicated radio show, leaving the Breakfast Club to go launch her own nationally syndicated radio show at iHeart and Premiere. To improve is to change. To be perfect is to change often.
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Y'all finished or y'all done?
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.